Tom and Loggy, sad morning. Well, it's been a sad 24 hours, really. Yesterday morning, the news broke of the passing of Geelong icon Frank Costa. He did a lot for the Geelong Football Club, but also for Geelong as a place.
Yeah. Really. And everyone knew him, or you knew someone that knew him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when this news came out, it's just so sad. And we're really thinking of our community today and Frank's family and friends.
Particularly family and friends, yeah. Mm. Yeah, definitely. Now, a lady who did know him over the years in many different, I guess, roles and fashions is the mayor of the city of Greater Geelong, Stephanie Asher. She joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, Tom and Loggy. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, thanks. Good. Well, when I say good morning, it's actually not great, unfortunately.
Yeah.
What a Geelong icon Frank Costa was.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very sad morning, but I prefer to, I suppose, focus on the positive legacy that Frank left, which, you know, his kindness and the fact that he was so accessible and available to people. You know, as you say, most people know someone who's met him or known him or has had some sort of form of connection, because he was such a kind and generous spirit. That I think his impact on Geelong has just been incredibly deep and broad.
Yeah, and that's really nice to see a lot of those messages coming out today. I've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter and Insta and everything of people saying just how approachable he was and how lovely he was, which is great. And I guess a lot of the Geelong community know him best as, you know, his time as head of the club of the Cats and taking it from something that was struggling financially into an absolute powerhouse that then broke that drought. Won AFL premierships. I mean, that's just a legacy that'll live on forever, won't it?
Absolutely. And look, the Cats is just one sort of small part, obviously a very significant part for the Geelong community, but really a small part of what impact Frank did have. And I remember him telling me a story. I interviewed him for the biography I did for Susan Alberti, and Frank was on the list of interviewees. And he said that his realisation of the importance of football to the community, he's probably told this story a few times, I'm sure, was when he used to sell newspapers in the CBD, and he said he'd be selling newspapers on the corner of the street, and if there was a Geelong loss, there was hardly anyone around, he hardly sold a single paper.
Yeah.
But when the Cats had won, it just went off. He sold thousands of newspapers. There was people everywhere, and he said that was when he realised how powerful a connection football is to a community like Geelong. So he was really good at joining those dots, I think. And we all know how values-based he was as well. And that sort of came through with the club and his appointment of Cookie and the way the club runs itself. But he was always very much a man of principles, and the values that he held, he lived by, which I think has really stood the legacy for Geelong as well.
I imagine, apart from being, you know, the president of the club and whatnot, he would have had involvement with, you know, chambers of commerce and a whole lot of stuff that you might not see, you know, in the media, a bit more behind closed doors, but really helping the city.
For sure, for sure. And look, with his business now, you know, the national presence, international presence of Costa Group, that's another success story that he, you know, grew from a very small, humble operation into a sex top 50 company. That's just massive for Geelong. And that now that he had, I certainly met him through the committee for Geelong, and he sort of presented to the leaders group and talked about values. And another story I remember him telling was about if you have a bundle of sticks, if you take each stick individually, you can break them quite easily, but if that stick stays in a bundle, it's almost impossible to break. And that's about family sticking together. That's about community and the power of unity. So he had some really good ways of communicating his values to people, I think, and that translated right across business and the philanthropy he did and the footy club. And he talked to me also about the connections in the community, the power of health, education and sport. And he said they're the three pillars, and if we can get that right, that's the successful community and the building, the sort of the cornerstone of Geelong. And he did that through helping with contributing to Bowen Health, millions of dollars, and St John of God as well, and of course Deakin Uni, the education side, and the Cats with sport. So he really lived what he spoke about too.
Yeah, and I think because a state funeral has been offered as well, I mean, it just shows how important he was to Victorians as a whole. And that's, you know, it must be so tough but so beautiful for the family to look out there and realise that people that maybe didn't even meet him were affected by him and what he did in the community. And that must be something to be really proud of, you know, today as well.
Absolutely, and our thoughts are very much with the family, with Shirley and the family. And, you know, Frank and Shirley certainly contributed to the population of Geelong with
yes.
eight daughters. They played their part.
Yeah.
And, you know, all very successful people and very healthy, active families as well. So, yeah, it very much is that living by the principles one espouses, and it goes right through the core of what is grassroots community. So someone to be very proud to have in our history, and I think, you know, his legacy will live on for decades, if not right into the next century.
No doubt. Now, Lachie did mention the offer of a state funeral. That's more on a state level. Is there any plans for Geelong? I mean, it's very quick after his passing, but do you think there's any plans for Geelong to commemorate Frank in any kind of way?
I think that was actually the first thought I had was, you know, how are we going to suitably commemorate? And I don't think there'd be any one simple answer. A state funeral would obviously be the most time-sensitive conversation to have, but I'm sure there'll be many ideas, you know, whether that's statues or, you know, namings and all those sorts of issues. I mean, it'd be lovely to hear the community's ideas, actually, about how we could appropriately commemorate the contribution that Frank Costa has made.
All right. Well, look, it's a very sad day for Geelong and specifically for the Costa family, but you're right, we do need to celebrate the amazing work that he did over his life. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Mayor of City of Greater Geelong, Stephanie Asher.
My pleasure. Thank you, Tom. Thanks, Lachie.